Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. And Lorena, I think this weekend we literally have to wear comfortable shoes if we're interested in the cover story.
Yeah, so it's the Las Cruces Fun Hunt. If you don't know what that is, it's a citywide scavenger hunt that they've been putting on, I know for sure they did it last year. So what this is you get a team together. You can have up to 8 people. You go, you register, and you're given a list of 250 tasks to complete. So finish as many as you can. Some are worth more than others. And then at the end on Sunday, so that starts Saturday. At the end on
It's a two-day event.
Yeah.
It takes 2 days, I guess.
It goes all the way from Saturday to Sunday. Sunday, they're going to finish it off at the Finish Line Festival. That is where you basically go. You enjoy, well, all the teams go. I believe the public is also invited. So they're going to have vendors. They're going to have food trucks, kids' activities. The teams are going to gather here. You're going to find out who wins. The whole competition, and a portion of the proceeds do benefit Mesilla Valley Hospice. So it's all for a good cause.
Okay, so this takes place starting this Saturday at 8 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Park.
Yes, that's when registration is going to be, from 8 to 10 on Saturday.
Now, this is in teams. It works in teams. It's not an individual
thing. It's not an individual thing. You can have up to 8 people on your team. So you can have less, but you can't have any more than that.
And the more, the better.
Of all ages. So you can have kids on your team, too.
Cool. Okay. So that's happening Saturday and Sunday. Now, let's talk about this movie that has and will forever be a movie that can be watched at any time. But the Rocky Horror Picture Show screening is taking place tonight.
Yeah. So Rocky Horror Picture, it's a cult classic. I believe it came out in 1975. I saw it in middle school with my friend. I didn't even know what I was watching. She put it on because her and her mom loved it.
I've never watched it in its entirety.
Really?
I'll start watching it and walk away or fall asleep. And you know what? I don't feel like I've ever missed anything. I've watched it in bits and pieces.
You're not one of those really intense fans that goes to these things.
But this is for the intense fan.
This is for the fans who, and for people who just want to experience this. So it's, what's really unique about this is it's a film screening. They're going to have a shadow cast there. So they're going to have people that are actually dressed up like the characters in the film. If you pay $10, you get the main floor seats and you get a prop bag. So this is an interactive movie screening. You're going to be asked to do stuff. It comes with instructions. You have props inside. You're going to be asked to do certain things at certain points.
Now, if you are a fan of this movie, mm-hmm. you already know what to do with the props. Because this has been going on for years.
You know what to yell, you know what to throw, you know what to do when.
And this is not the kind of film that you go watch silently. It requires audience participation.
It
now, this is taking place at the NMSU Center for the Arts.
Yes, so
7:30.
Yeah, so if you don't want to pay $10, you can pay $5. You sit up in the balcony seats, but you're not allowed to have any prop bags, but you can watch all the action going on. But that's for someone maybe who doesn't really know what this is about, wants to go experience it in that way too.
Okay. So that's happening tonight, 7:30. Now, also happening today is the Las Cruces Beer Fest.
Yes.
Coming back again. So let's talk about this.
Las Cruces Beer Fest. I don't know what's with all these booze fests we've been having.
We've been having lots of
wine,
them, which is
beer,
interesting.
Tequila,
interesting
bourbon.
To see that. Yes, tequila, bourbon, cerveza, you got it.
So we love our beer here. This is going to be taking place at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum, 5 o'clock to midnight tonight, and 21 and over only. So 200 beers. Well, more than 200 beers are going to be available for sampling. You're going to go ahead and get a sampling glass with your price of admission. And, of course, as always, it includes food trucks, live music, DJs, vendors, activities. It's a nice way to relax, especially if you're a student coming back.
Coming back.
You want to relax and unwind after your first week at school.
Let me ask you this. What did we do at festivals and events before food trucks?
And beer gardens and wine gardens.
Lots going on. Now, what's in the taste for your impulse?
All right. So this is going to be fresh food truck. I believe it's a newer one on the scene. So if you haven't seen it driving around, they're actually at a set location. It's over at the Bail Bonds place on the corner of Main Street and Picacho.
I've driven through there many times.
They're parked there regularly.
There's a CVS, and mm-hmm. the city of Las Cruces is nearby.
It's right across from there. So if you want to catch it regularly for breakfast and lunch, you can go ahead and catch it there. It's a little pricey, so I just want to warn you guys. What they are trying to do is use locally sourced foods. So you can buy like a full sandwich for $9, and then for $3 extra, you get a side. They have a really comprehensive menu on their website, but they don't always offer those same exact all of those things at once.
You're talking about locally sourced mm-hmm. products, and so that adds to the price, but it also mm-hmm. adds to the flavor,
to the quality of the products. Yeah, okay. And you're gonna, like I said, you're not gonna find everything on the menu that's online, but you are gonna find those items throughout the week, and also keeps things seasonal, so you still get that really good flavor of all your food.
Okay, that's the Fresh Food Truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lorena, thank you very much. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Stay away from all that cerveza.
Thank you.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.